It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and let me tell you this, drinking and driving is the most selfish, stupidest thing you could do in the world. You could kill somebody. You could injure somebody. Forget yourself. I mean, who cares about you when you make that stupid decision? But, man, you could change the world in a second, and that's what happened yesterday. Thankfully, I wasn't in it, but I just got home from Michigan with my wife, Lindsay, and we parked our Jeep from Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram, what up, and heading upstairs, unpacking all of our stuff, and usually cars don't go that fast down my road, but I heard kind of you ever have like a truck go by, like a lawn mowing truck where they got like mowers on the back, it's like a bounce of a trailer, like boom, boom, ba-boom. I'm like, oh, what was that? But like, there's no hole or pothole in front of our yard. Lindsay's like, oh my God, somebody just hit your Jeep and flipped. Somebody on my block, they must have ran the stop sign, but they actually were in a Jeep Rubicon, which I'm also in, which is like a Jeep on Jeep crime. I thought we're supposed to wave at each other, but not to do this kind of stuff. But there was no brakes, nothing. They just swerved into my Jeep on the passenger side, like the rear side.
In the middle of a Sunday.
Middle of a Sunday afternoon, and they ended up pushing my Jeep into my neighbor's yard. So they moved it about 2 or 3 Jeep lengths.
Ooh.
So probably like 15, 20 feet from a parked position. Thank God. I kid you not, 10 minutes ago or like before that, my wife and I were in that same spot opening the back of the Jeep to unload our luggage. That could have been us.
Smokes.
And that's when it got me, because we weren't in the Jeep when it happened. We were up inside of our room in our bedroom. But I thought, oh my God, that could have been my wife. That could have been, I mean, if I'm dead, I'm dead, but that could have been my wife.
Yeah. Now, you guys are lucky to be alive, because you're right. If you would have just
lucky.
A few minutes earlier would have been down there, he would have plowed right into you.
It's just absolutely insane. And it's funny, the one part of it, all the neighbors come, everybody's getting out there trying to help these people.
How many people were in the car that were driving?
2. There was a male driver, a female occupant. I can say allegedly, right, that covers me from saying things. But they reeked of alcohol.
Okay.
They did a breathalyzer.
Was it a Cinco de Mayo situation?
I assume it might have been a Cinco de Mayo, but they're also, I don't know if they're, this is where I don't know. There were a bunch of pills in the car. I don't know if this was medicine or if it, they seemed like out of their mind, like high. Their eyes seem really dilated, their pupils.
In the
allegedly,
photo, it looks like blood on the street. Were they
hurt? No, that's brake fluid. The guy destroyed his Jeep. He like ran up my Jeep and flipped over. I don't even know how he went like into the back right side of my Jeep somehow and flipped his Jeep over. He had giant mud tires. You can actually see the photo. We're putting it up right now on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. So you can see how insane this was.
Were they hurt?
Yeah. The girl, I don't know why, the airbag in her Jeep did not go off. And one photo I didn't post, but it was so graphic. Her head went direct. She got out and walked away. Both walked away. They both had injuries, but she got out of the Jeep. Her head went directly into the windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a crash test dummy.
Scary.
Absolutely insane. Then, they were out of it because, we went. I'm like, Lindsay, everybody's calling 911. By the way, side note, I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to talk crap, but you brought this up before, Alex, and I poo-pooed it. I will give you something on this. What is wrong with our 911 dispatch in our area? It took 4 minutes for us to get through to 911.
What?
We were on hold.
I told you.
People are on hold for
a shortage.
4 minutes. People are dying because people are waiting on hold.
Yes, they are.
4 minutes?
4 minutes, yes. Everybody's like, oh, I'm just on hold. I can't get through.
I talked about this a few months ago. It was a case. People were eating at a local steakhouse, and this woman was choking, and all these different people in the restaurant were trying to get a hold of 911. Not any of them could get through. All of them were put on hold, and the reason is because there is a shortage of people applying to be 911 dispatchers. It is absolutely terrifying, and we need people to sign up to do it. If you are looking for a part-time job, please consider being a 911 dispatcher.
To me, that has to be a full-time job because that's so important. I mean, I get it.
Well, there is part-time, full-time, whatever. Either way,
but it's just,
we need them.
So that happened, but they eventually made it there. You know what's actually interesting? I don't want to say the person's name just to keep him off the radar, but Pork Chop, remember when I went out and grabbed a lunch with a Joe and Alex Show listener who
is a
cop?
Yeah.
Guess who rolled up? Who was the on scene?
Really?
I don't want to say his name, but yeah, he's an officer, and he actually is the one that wrote the accident report for me. He's like, when I heard it was a Jeep, I was like, I hope it's not Joe's from the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, but it wasn't my fault. I wasn't, but it was insane. I feel bad for the people, but I'm also pissed off at them because they were clearly drunk and high.
Wait, so I want to know what the breathalyzer said, because they did a breathalyzer test.
I think that the guy, because he was the driver, he had alcohol in the system. I don't know if he was legally drunk yet, but I know they're going to probably do blood results, because if you assume drugs, you have to do like toxicology and stuff,
well,
so they probably have to draw blood on him.
Because they can deny that.
What?
A toxicology.
Yeah, but like a judge can give a warrant for that, for blood being drawn.
So do you know if he denied it or not?
I don't know anything, so I really can't say anything.
Okay. They could have had one drink and that really they weren't driving drunk, but they could have been driving high if they were popping prescription pills, which you said.
And
you
that's what I'm saying, there's pills. I don't know. I didn't go up into the Jeep, but like it was just everything was all over the street. I think all the stuff's still there. But I was like, holy crap, I've never seen something so powerful before. Like where my vehicle was parked in front of our house and it slid down like 20 feet in park. You can see the only brake marks, that's what I'm saying, they didn't stop, is from my Jeep. Like where the tire got pushed up and it pushed the Jeep 20 feet across the grass and then 20 feet where it drug the right side tires, the passenger tires, on the road. That's brake marks there. But this vehicle, this Jeep, never stopped.
That's so scary.
He might have swerved, but he never stopped. I think about all the people that walk through, because I live like by the trail around there. So all the people that walk around that area with kids and strollers and dogs.
Yeah, and also especially yesterday, because yesterday the weather was amazing. There were people out everywhere. I live by Joe, and there were literally so many people out, and that's so freaking scary.
So what happens, because you don't own this vehicle, it's through an endorsement through the radio station that you get to drive
Jeeps. Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. I don't know.
You told them?
They did. I was calling our big boss, Dion. I'm like, and he wasn't answering. I'm like, dude, of all times, I never do this. I'm like, please call me back ASAP. I'm okay, but this is very urgent.
Uh-huh.
No callback.
No one?
I called him 7 times, and I think I woke him up and was like, hello? I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
So you did finally talk to him?
I did, and I guess he's going to talk to people today, but I did reach out to other people there, and here's what I'm amazed by. Don't get me wrong. I think this guy might have totaled it. I'm dead serious.
So what happened?
I think
in that
he might have bent the frame.
When you're borrowing a car.
I don't know. If I get fired, it's because of this guy. I'm going to go sue him. I don't know. I assume that the dealership would go sue him and the insurance company and get their money back. But
the dealership does know?
Yeah, they know, but I don't think they know. Like they know there's an accident, but I mean, Deanne's going to talk to them about all that.
Right.
But
they probably don't know how severe it is, what happened to the car.
Until they actually look at it today.
Wow, you got to go see this photo, Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I mean, it's just wild.
Dude, Joe, when stuff like this happens, I always think, because you remember how you said like 10 minutes, you know, you were in your house unloading and when the car got hit?
Honestly, not to be dramatic, we'd be dead. Or paralyzed.
You know what I start thinking about? Things throughout the day, like where did like were you and Lindsay on your way driving and Lindsay was like, I gotta stop and go to the bathroom, and you're like, no. Imagine that 10 minutes that saved your
Lindsay's
life.
Voodoo break would have saved it. But here's what I want to say though. We'll see how it is after they actually see the Jeep, even though none of it's my fault because it was parked. But I called up John, one of the guys there at Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. Really cool guy. Always treats me well, even before this whole endorsement thing. And he's like, are you okay? Like it was cool because I would be like, you're going to pay for this one, Joe.
Holy smokes.
We're firing you. No. But I mean, I was really cool how nice they were and how awesome they are. And that's how they treat all their customers, not just some radio dude. But I would normally say, hey, go stop by Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram at 96 in Michigan and, you know, go take the Jeep I have. But I don't think you want this one. But they have tons of other ones with the employee pricing. So there you go. Not for 2018 models. But do you think they'll give it to me if it's totaled? They can just give it to me?
Probably not. No.
Yeah,
probably.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I always wondered. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name is Alicia.
Hey, what's up? What do you want to say?
So I have a comment on your 911 dispatch.
Yeah, help me out. 4 minutes we tried calling yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is because I'm a dispatcher. So when you call and you're on hold and you hang up, you're stuck in a queue and we have to call you back.
No.
Takes that time.
But nobody, I get that, but nobody hung up. And I'm not mad at you. Like, I'm just mad
at the
system.
No, yeah.
No, like,
but the people, whoever was in front of you might have hung up.
Okay, so that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, so we have to call those people back twice. So, and then send an officer.
So you just let it keep on ringing then? I think I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Like if I was calling the pork chops, like, well, I already called and I hang up, it's still going to make me, like, you're going to have to call me back. Okay, so keep on letting it ring.
That's a good thing to know.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Do not hang up.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, did you have an exciting weekend? Did you get to dispatch the call to my house?
No, I was off. It was lovely.
All right, well, I'll see if I can put my other car out in the street and see if they'll hit that one too.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for what you do. We really appreciate you.
Thanks.
So, you know what, though? Bottom line, though, thank God we're okay. Like, I'm really pissed about this, but it could have been a lot worse.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You know what the blessing in disguise was? I met all my neighbors yesterday.
There you go.
Everybody came out. They're like, oh, my God. I'm like, hi, I'm Joe.
It was like a block party.
It was. You know, we had the fire going with that Jeep that was on fire. We needed some marshmallows.